Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of arts and entertainment headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Blue Note Entertainment Group opens famous jazz club in Hollywood, California. Blue Note Entertainment Group has opened its famous jazz club at the Dome Entertainment Center in Hollywood, California. This 8,558-square-foot venue features an A room for headliners and a B room for developing artists, surprise jams, and podcasts. Blue Note Entertainment Group owns and operates Blue Note Jazz Clubs worldwide, showcasing a variety of music genres in an intimate 250-seat club environment. The lease at this location in Hollywood signifies the area's strong entertainment draw, according to JLL associate Liam Bredberg. JLL's Q2 Los Angeles retail report shows a healthy market with low vacancy and minimal construction. JLL, a global commercial real estate company, has been instrumental in facilitating this exciting new venue.
Junk.com trades junk for joy at Rides and Rods Car Show. Junk.com made a splash at the 4th annual Rides and Rods Car Show, bringing joy instead of junk removal services. Families enjoyed exploring the Junk.com truck, taking photos, and snagging squishy truck toys. The event featured classic cars, food trucks, and activities, all benefiting local children's programs. CEO Nicole Tertorisi highlighted the community impact, emphasizing the support for Pueblo's kids. Junk.com is known for its junk removal services and commitment to recycling and donating. Learn more at www.junk.com.
Young Siberian artist creates monumental ice sculpture in Egyptian desert to highlight climate crisis. Young artist Elena Tengri has unveiled Ashes of the Cold, an environmental art project in the Egyptian desert, blending Siberian folklore with climate activism. Inspired by the Saka myth of the Bull of Cold, Tengri's monumental ice sculpture represents the melting horns as a metaphor for global warming. The 7-ton sculpture slowly dissolves under the Egyptian sun, symbolizing nature's disappearing balance. With over 4 billion people facing severe water scarcity annually, Tengri's work serves as a poignant reminder of the urgent need to address the climate crisis. Through the universal language of melting ice, Ashes of the Cold invites reflection on humanity's vulnerability in the face of environmental challenges.
Rhea Vaidya joins Chaotic Neutral Studios as art director for Be Like Me, a visually bold new music video. Rhea Vaidya has joined Chaotic Neutral Studios as art director for the visually bold new music video Be Like Me. Directed by Nelson Estevez and produced by Darsh Thacker, the project explores identity and authenticity through symbolic design. Vaidya's artistic approach reimagines physical space with honey-based textures and reflective surfaces to evoke transformation. Her role includes developing visual motifs, managing reflective staging, and ensuring visual continuity. Chaotic Neutral Studios, known for collaborative ethos and authentic visual language, continues to elevate emerging voices in the independent film and music video landscape. CEO Darsh Thacker praises Vaidya's creative insight and discipline, stating that her design sensibility transforms conceptual ideas into emotionally resonant visuals. Joseph Hosey signs with SSM Nashville Records and releases music video for his debut single, Souls of the Working Class. Joseph Hosey has signed a record deal with SSM Nashville Records in Nashville, TN. His debut single, Souls of the Working Class, and its music video are now available. Hailing from the shores of Lake Erie, Joseph blends 70s rock and 90s grunge with southern roots and early country music influences. His music, described as Rust Belt Country, combines traditional country storytelling with soulful blues rock melodies. Souls of the Working Class is an anthem for hardworking individuals. Joseph's soulful vocals and honest lyrics capture the spirit of the blue-collar life. Follow Joseph on social media at Joseph Hosey for more Rust Belt Country updates. SSM Nashville Records, with over 15 years of success, is known for breaking artists and selling millions of records. They prioritize a family atmosphere and are dedicated to song-driven success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.